What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Bet It Show. I thought this would be the perfect time to restart and do another podcast because today is the first day of free agency. So I'm going to be talking about all the free agency news and predictions that I think will happen in the next couple of days or weeks. So first off, the Celtics are expected to sign Kemba Walker to a 4-year deal worth around like $140 million, I think. And that'll definitely get done today at 6 o'clock. And then they also have a chance of re-signing Al Horford, even though everyone was expecting Al Horford to go someplace else. Now there's reports that he is not even going to talk to any other teams right now and that the Celtics might just be holding on and making space for him to resign. And then also, breaking news, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, and Kevin Durant are all signing with the Nets. Kevin Durant signing there with a 4-year, $164 million deal. And Irving is signing a 4-year, $141 million deal. And then I'm not sure what DeAndre Jordan is going to sign. But that's just huge news. Even though Kevin Durant can't play this year because he tore his Achilles, he's most likely going to be out the whole year. So it'll just be Kyrie and DeAndre Jordan, probably. And then this also means that D'Angelo Russell will not be coming back to the Nets, and he will be looking to sign with like the Lakers or someplace else. And then also, Brooke Lopez is going to re-sign with the Bucks on a 4-year, $52 million deal. I think that's a good move for the Bucks. He's like an average starting center. He's like 7'1" or something. I think that's a good move to re-sign him. Okay, and then the Celtics, even though the Celtics are still signing Kemba Walker, they're showing interest in a 3-team sign and trade. With Kyrie Irving going to the Nets, which is already reported, Kemba coming to the Celtics, and then Terry Rozier going to the Hornets. And this would just be better for the Celtics, and it would end up with them having more cap space to sign other like quality players. So that's why they would do that instead of just signing Kemba on a regular deal. And then also Jonas Valanciunas, he is going to sign a 3-year, $45 million deal to re-sign with the Grizzlies. He was traded there in the Marcus Hall trade, the middle of the season. So he's going to re-sign there. And the Pelicans are going to sign a EuroLeague power forward called Nicolo Melli to a deal. And then Derrick Rose is expected. I love Derrick Rose, so hopefully he goes to a good place, but I just got this news that he's expected to sign with the Pistons on a 2-year deal, which I think it's a good fit. He can be like the sixth man or even the starting point guard, and it's better than just a 1-year deal. So that's the latest news on Derrick Rose. And there's just news that literally just came out 2 seconds ago, and Chris Middleton is signing a 5-year, $180 million contract to re-sign with the Bucks. Oh, and it's going to be a player option on the final year. So 4 years guaranteed for Chris Middleton. That's a huge deal. That's more than Durant's getting. That is just stupid, I think. Why would he be getting like $40 million more than Kyrie and $20 million more than Kevin Durant? That does not make any sense at all. But I just got that too. And the Lakers are going to have a meeting with D'Angelo Russell and his agents sometime today. And then a couple more like small news surrounding small, like lesser known players and not as good players. The Hornets have declined the qualifying offer on Frank Kaminsky So he's going to be a free agent. And then also, the Celtics are going to re-sign Daniel Tice to, like, a... Or no, they're just making him a restricted free agent, so they could sign him in the future, or they could just let go of him. And then this happened. This came out yesterday that the Nuggets are signing Millsap to a 1-year, $30 million deal. They're just, like, re-signing him. He was a restricted free agent. That's all the news that has happened so far. We're still waiting on Kawhi Leonard and seeing where he's going to sign. And then also some lesser-known free agents. But basically, yeah, Kyrie and KD are going to the Nets. Kemba's coming to the Celtics. That's the big news that's happened so far. So, thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more news coming out at 6. But thanks for listening. And peace.